time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' season-ending loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday night.
Roquan, obviously, big loss for the defense when Kyle Hamilton goes out in the second half. How hard was that to adjust, and how are you feeling about how the second half went for the defense?
Yeah, it's tough anytime. When a leader and a great player like Kyle goes down, but obviously it's the next man up business, in a sense. And like, just truth be told, like, played a great first half, but we didn't play good enough in the second half. And like, including myself, like, regardless of like the circumstances of things that's going on, like, you have to play if you're out there on the field, and you have to do your job. And like, we didn't do that, so I think that's what it boils down to. We didn't do our job with the individuals that was out there on the field, play in and play out, including myself.
I mean, obviously, you're going to say that because everybody's doing the job, but you lose a guy like Kyle from a coverage standpoint, and also what he does in terms of communicating, it had to just be a massive blow.
Yeah, like, it's definitely a blow. Like, anytime you lose, that's what I said, like, anytime you lose such a great player and a great leader, a guy who communicates very well, very cerebral football player, and like, a guy who, you know, depends on for a lot of things. And like, but at the end of the day, when people go down and injuries are a part of the game, it's about the next man up. And the next man up, they're professionals as well. And just like I'm a professional, and your job as a professional is to do your job to the best of your ability. And like, where we can all depend on you to do your 111th, and I didn't do mine good enough tonight. I don't feel like anyone did, because we didn't get the job done.
Is it frustrating? I mean, kind of all season, you guys were up and down. You start out bad, and then things got better. I mean, is it just frustrating that you weren't able to sustain improvement, you know, week after week?
Yeah, it's definitely very frustrating, because it's something. Your livelihood is dependent upon it, and it's like, when you're doing things that's not having you progress in a game of football, I think it's just like, it's just a reflection of like who we are, and like, we have to be better. Like, it's nothing else to be said besides we have to be better, play in and play out. Like, so we have to. This sucks. This moment sucks. Like, had the game right there in our grasps, and it slipped away. And you know, it's just it's a tough business. It's a very unforgiving game, and like, it's just what it is. You have to be in touch with reality, and this is our reality right now. And like, personally, I feel like we just didn't do enough, just speaking more so on the defensive side of the ball, we didn't do enough to finish the game. And I think that's what it boils down to, doing your job over and over and over, and not getting complacent with the small things. And like, we did not do that. So it's about, this team won't be the same. Like, it won't be the same guys in the locker room anymore. So it's like something that we'll never truly get back. Like the 25 Ravens, like, we'll always remember this, but at the end of the day, it's a moment and it's a year that we'll never get back, and nor would it be the same guys in the locker room. So it's such a hard pill to swallow in this game of life as well, in the game of football. So it sucks when you just feel like you let each other down and not playing to your standard, and just knowing the potential. But potential don't mean anything, because it's potential, and like, it's not out there. So we didn't do enough, and I just make no bone about it. Like, we have to be better for whoever's coming back, and like, including myself. So yeah.
You just said the potential. I mean, did you feel that if you got over this hurdle, you guys still had the potential for greatness in the playoffs?
Absolutely. Like, I feel like I'm a, like, just being an internal, like, optimist in a sense, like, but it's just about the moment. So I can't answer the what-if game. Like, no one can really answer this. What if this happened? What if that happened? Like, so you can't really think like that. At the end of the day, we didn't win this game. We had the game in our hands. We didn't win the game. And that's what it comes down to. And like, everybody, including myself, should just look themselves in the mirror and say, did I do my job to the best of my ability, play in and play out? And I didn't do mine to the best of my ability, regardless of the circumstances. And, like, I'm sure others would say the same, because that's what it boils down to, doing your job to the best of your ability over and over, and that's what you get paid to do.
You've seen great performances from Lamar, obviously. How would you describe what he did tonight?
I thought definitely offense played a great game and well enough for us to win the ball game. And, like, we didn't win the ball game. So at the end of the day, it's about winning the ball game regardless of, like, all the other circumstances and whatnot. And, like, yeah, got a great deal of respect for Lamar, who he is as a person, player, competitor. Like, so definitely not his fault we didn't win this ball game by any means. So we have to do our job, and it just starts, like, I can focus on the defensive side of the ball, and, like, we didn't do enough to get the dub, and those guys did. So just as much as it sucks, hats off to those guys.
Roquan, you've been here since 2022. You have just two playoff wins in that time here. How does that kind of make you feel? And I guess what can, you know, how much of that, a lot of fans are blaming the coaching staff. I guess you just respond to the state of things as they are right now.
Yeah, like, it's tough, man, because, like, there are so many players that go 14, 15 years, how many ever years they play in this game and never truly make it to the playoffs. So making it to the playoffs is a huge accomplishment within itself. But obviously the way this team is built and, like, the actual reality of it and, like, the guys that we have, knowing that playoffs is not enough. And, like, I'm aware of that, and I'm sure anybody that's, you know, real with themselves is aware of that as well. And so it's not enough to get the job done. And, yeah, I hear coach this, coach that, but at the end of the day, like, yeah, coach can be here and there, but it's the players that make the plays on the field and the players who go out there on the field. And, like, when I turn on the film, even play in and play out, like, I felt like we was in really good calls, and it was about, like, the players actually executing the call and not getting lackadaisical, complacent. So I feel like that's something that we have to work on. I don't know what it is personally, like, but it's something where it's just like, play in and play out. If your job is to do this, why can't you do this, play in and play out, including myself? So, like, I feel like that's something we have to do if we want to ever go and get over the hump. And I don't truly know what it is. Like, and I'm searching for those answers as well, where it's just, like, the mental intensity and, like, carrying that over, play in, play out, into the echo of the whistle, and just line up and doing it again, and, like, having that mindset, because we have to do that if we want to ever get somewhere. And, like, it sucks. This, what, just finished year 8, so going into year 9 now, and, like, what, a couple playoff wins, but, like, that's not what you want. You sign up to go for the big boy, the Lombardi, and, like, that starts with winning the division. And, like, we haven't been good enough to do that, and, well, we have, but we haven't played to our standard, game in, game out, play in and play out. So I think it's just something that we all have to look ourselves in the mirror and, like, just be in touch with our reality and use this as motivation. And, like, you can't keep saying the same thing year in and year out. Oh, use this motivation for next year, because, like, next year is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. So what are you going to do with now? And who knows wherever want to be next year? Like, I don't know. Like, no one knows. That's, like, the unknown. And that's just something you have to deal with in life. And I think we just have to all take it day by day and, like, just try to encourage each other and just be in touch with reality and just know who you are. And this is a game of football, and a lot of people's livelihoods depend on it, but it's not your entire life. But you also need to, when you're getting paid to do a job, you got to do your job to the best of your abilities. I'm sure you guys can attest to it, and anyone who works a job, and if they're doing it to the best of their ability, and know how much it sucks when you're not getting the results that you prepare for and that you put yourself in position for. So it just sucks. Like, I'm grateful for the year, a lot of lessons, learned a lot, met a lot of great people. And it's just something that I always remember, but it's also a sore spot where you just, it's reality, and you have to swallow it, even if it's a tough pill. So that's where we're at, and you just got to take it day by day. But I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for coming.